All right, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, if you miss everything else, if you didn't catch anything else I said, be strong.
Amen.
But don't stop there. Be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle.
Amen.
Verse 10 addresses the brethren. En versículo 10, el apóstol Pablo les está hablando a los hermanos, los creyentes, los salvos. He's addressing those that have been saved. He's saying, my brethren. And then he says in verse 12, we wrestle. Dice en versículo 10, en 12, tenemos lucha. You are not going to be able to escape this wrestling match. If you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, if you're saved, the rest of you, go ahead and say amen.
Amen.
You can't escape.
That's right.
You're not going to escape this wrestling match. No van a escapar esta lucha. Si son salvos. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Dice el versículo 12, la lucha no contra sangre y carne, sino contra principados, contra potestades, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este mundo, contra malicias espirituales en las alturas. I want to preach to you this morning on this subject, spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. Father in heaven, I do love you so much. Lord, I don't know where I would be. I don't want to know where I would be without this book, without your Holy Spirit, without prayer, without Christ in me. I thank you, Lord, for your strength, your power, your might. Please, God, send a holy hush over this place today and speak to our hearts. Fill us with your Spirit. Save the one that is playing church, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You can be seated. Spiritual wickedness. Malicias. Malicia espiritual. The word spiritual is an adjective. It's a part of speech that describes a person, place, or thing. It describes a noun. The word spiritual is a very fairly common word, especially among churches and around religious groups.
La palabra espiritual se usa para definir o describir algo, para explicar algo. Es una palabra muy común que se usa mucho en las iglesias.
Spiritual. The truth, however, is that this word spiritual is not nearly as well understood as it should be.
Esta palabra no se entiende como debería de entenderse.
Many times we hear the word spirit and we think of a ghost. Some movie that we saw someday, a spooky movie, and it was a ghost and there was a spirit. But this is not at all what we're talking about here. It's not entertainment. It's not a movie. It's real life.
In verse 12, aquí en versículo 12, aquí del texto, La palabra espirituales se usa para explicar las malicias en las alturas. This word spiritual is used to describe the wickedness in high places. The wickedness that Christians, you and me, wrestle against. Whether you like it or not, you are wrestling.
Amen.
Now, the word spiritual has some very interesting meanings. Let me challenge you, Christian, to study your Bible.
Amen.
It's not a library book. It's not a fairy tale book. It is a book of very depth of God's heart is right here. But you need to dig. You need to study. Estudien, amén, estudien la palabra de Dios. Hay muchísima información aquí que nosotros no podemos ver, nomás al mirar, tenemos que estudiar la palabra. We need to study. You're not going to see it just by looking at the surface. For instance, look up words. Look up words in a dictionary. Busquen palabras en un diccionario. Y averigüen qué significan esas palabras. Find out what those words mean. The word spiritual is interesting. It means belonging and pertaining to a life form that is higher than man, but inferior to God. Los espíritus, lo espiritual, digo, es algo que pertenece a una forma de vida que es superior al hombre, pero inferior a Dios. It also means belonging to or like the wind. The wind. These fans are producing wind. But it also, in that same reference, it uses throughout the Bible our breath as an example of wind, spirit. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 that God breathed into the nostrils of man and man became alive. Flesh and bones are not alive without the Spirit in us.
Amen. Amen.
Los huesos, la carne, no puede existir, no pueden vivir sin el Espíritu que hay adentro de nosotros. Lo espiritual se refiere al viento y muchas veces también a nuestro aliento, el aire que respiramos de estos pulmones. Don't turn there, but John chapter 3 verse 8 says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That means it blows where it wants to. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. What Jesus means there is the Spirit is like the wind. You can hear it. And you can see the results, but you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going. El viento sopla de donde quiere, y oye su sonido, pero no sabes de dónde viene, ni a dónde va. Así es todo aquel que es nacido del Espíritu. What this means, then, is that it's invisible. The spiritual, lo espiritual, es invisible. No se ve con los ojos. The spiritual is invisible. You can't see it with your eyes. You cannot see that wind that's messing up your hair, Eli. You can't see that wind that's messing up your hair, Anthony. You can't see it. It's invisible. But you know it's there. It's invisible. You don't know where it comes from. It comes from the fan. But where did it come from before the fan? You don't know, it comes from God. Yes, you don't know what direction it came from. You understand what I mean? You don't know where it came from. You don't know where it's going. You can hear the sound it makes, though, and you know it's real. You can see the results. You can feel the results. You can hear the sound. So in our text here, aquí en nuestro texto, Lo espiritual es una forma de vida invisible que es superior al hombre. This is an invisible life form that is superior to man. Superior to man. It comes and it goes when it wants to. We don't know where. We don't know when. We don't know how. It comes and it goes and it's superior to you and me. Viene y va y no sabemos de dónde viene, no sabemos a dónde va, pero sabemos que es superior a nosotros, es más potente que nosotros. It's more powerful than we are. So we have an invisible power that's more powerful than we are, superior to man. It comes and goes wherever it wants to. And then we add the word wickedness to it. We've got a big problem. Lo espiritual, entonces, invisible, superior, más potente, más poderoso. Y ahora vamos a añadir la palabra malicia. Espiritual, malicias espirituales. Tenemos problemas. We're inferior to this. It's in high places. It's over our heads. Spiritual wickedness. A life form that's wicked. Evil. Depraved. Perverse. Corrupt. Immoral. Disgusting. Disgraceful. Wicked. And it's superior, more powerful, more abundant than man. It's superior wickedness. Es malicia superior en las alturas, in high places. It's over our heads. And listen to me. It's a real problem. And it's a real big problem. It's a real problem. And it's a real big problem. Spiritual wickedness. Quickly, number one, it's made up of principalities. Dice que son principados estas malicias. These are principalities. What do you see? Do you see another word in that word principality? Prince, amen. Prince. What is a prince? A prince is someone who's in control. A prince who's someone who is sovereign and supreme, an entity that is supreme, that is royalty, if you will, but they govern, they rule. Again, we're talking about the spiritual aspect here. Estamos hablando de los principados espirituales, el poder supremo de un príncipe, por ejemplo. We're talking about the principalities here are the supreme beings of the spiritual world. The supreme beings. It also uses in verse 12, the rulers of the darkness. Dice los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este mundo. Los príncipes, los gobernadores, the princes and the governors, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Listen, what I'm trying to say to you is that these are not rookies. Amen. These are not children. These are not babies. These are not amateurs. These are rulers of darkness. They're rulers. They didn't get out of bed yesterday and decide they were going to be spiritual wickedness. Amen. No se levantaron, amén, de la cama ayer y dije, ay, yo creo que voy a hacer malicia espiritual. No, no, no. Tienen mucha experiencia en ser malicias. They've got a whole lot of experience. They know what they're doing. saben lo que están haciendo. Estas malicias espirituales.
Their principalities. Their rulers. Not rookies. Rulers.
I want you to notice, secondly,
not only are they principalities and rulers, but they are merciless and very powerful.
It says against powers, against principalities, against powers. Contra potestades, potestades.
Que, mira, hermanos, no tienen misericordia estas potestades.
They are merciless. They are not merciful like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They are merciless. They have no mercy. No tienen ni una gota de misericordia en ellos. Not one drop of mercy in them. They are darkness. They are rulers of darkness. Notice, they're merciless. What do I mean by merciless? Look in verse 11. Mira en versículo 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Las acechanzas del diablo. What does the word wile mean? The word wiles means deceit. Quiere decir decepción, engaño, trampa. It means a deceit. It means a snare. It means a lie. It means a trick. It means crafty. It means subtle. It means wiles. It means they're not playing fair.
Yep. Right.
Better yet, they're not fighting fair. They're fighting, but they don't have any rules. You and me are used to rules. And if we're going to play a game of baseball or football or, of course, soccer, we're going to have rules. Van a haber reglas.
Mira, estas malicias espirituales no tienen reglas. Y no están luchando en manera justa. Están luchando con engaño y decepción. Amén.
They're fighting with deception, deceit, snares, tricks. They are not fighting according to any rules.
Yep, that's right.
There's no rules in this fight. They're merciless.
Have you ever played that game where you try to get somebody to say uncle? Come here, Anthony, you're falling asleep. Let me wake you up.
Yeah, man.
Put your Bible down. I love you, man. I'm glad you're here.
Amen.
Put your hand in my hand like this. Okay? Okay. You're going to try to bend me back, and I'm going to try to bend you back. Okay? And when it gets to a point where you want me to stop, say uncle. Okay? Or say mercy. Ready? Go.
What?
Try to fight my hand.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What do you say? Say mercy.
Mercy.
Okay. Well, he wasn't very hard. But you know what? I stopped. Because he said mercy. They're not going to stop.
That's right.
You're going to say, hey, don't hurt me.
Yep.
Oh, that hurts. And they're going to say, I don't care.
Yep.
He's going to go home with a sore wrist. Mommy! Brother Fong hurt me.
Please don't do that. I love you a lot more than I hurt you. Okay. Just be tough. How about that?
Amen.
Be a man.
Yeah, that's right.
These guys don't play fair.
The reason it says wiles of the devil is because he uses whatever he can to get to us. Va a usar lo que él pueda para alcanzarnos, para atraparnos, para engañarnos. Él no tiene reglas. There is no rules to this wickedness. It's wiles. Notice it also says in verse 16, versículo 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Wow. So this thing is not only wiles, deception, trickery, double talk, lies, but it's also fiery darts. Son dardos de fuego. These darts, you could say they're javelins, they're arrows, they're swords, you call it what you want to call it, but these are fiery darts. So, they're not just, are they sharp, with a very sharp point, and they're going to pierce you, but after they pierce you, they're going to burn you. These are fiery darts that are on fire with the fire and flames of hell.
Right.
Están ardiendo estos dardos con el fuego del infierno mismo. This spiritual wickedness is merciless and very powerful. There's no limit to what they'll do. There's no rules in their fight. There's no mercy. They don't even know the word mercy. Ni siquiera saben la palabra, conocen la palabra misericordia. No hay límites a lo malvado que son estas malicias. There's no limits. It's merciless. It's powerful. But this is what I want to get to. In order to get the job done, this wickedness mixes with people. Para lograr lo que quieren lograr, estas malicias se mezclan con la gente, con las personas. Look, it says in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. La lucha no es contra sangre y carne. ¿Por qué dice eso? Why does it say that? Because we are tempted to see the flesh and blood. Why? Porque la sangre y la carne es lo que las malicias usan. The flesh and the blood is what the wickedness uses. Remember, it's invisible. It's invisible. It's invisible. The association is made here with this wickedness and with flesh and blood for a very good reason. You remember Jacob and the Old Testament? He was Isaac's son. ¿Se acuerdan del hombre llamado Jacobo, el hijo de Isaac? Todavía no tiene hijos este Isaac, pero the other Isaac has sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob's name means trickster. Jacob's name means deceiver. Jacob's name means liar. Then his mother, Rebecca, says to Jacob, your dad is hard of, he's almost blind. And he's going to bless you and your brother, older brother Esau. So his own mother, says, go in there. I'm going to put some sheepskin on you. I'm going to make up some food. He's going to think it's venison. And you go in there and you tell him that you are Esau so you can get the blessing. His own mother. Yep. Then Jacob, Isaac's own son, deceives his own dad. Yep. This wickedness uses people.
Email.
And it can be family.
Yep.
Isaac never would have expected his own son to do that. His own wife? There are no rules in this wickedness. No hay reglas. Satanás va a usar a cualquiera para engañar a cualquiera. There's no rules. It mixes, this wickedness mixes with people. How is it, how is it that Joseph's own brothers threw him in a pit, sold him to slavery, and deceived their dad? His own brothers. How is that? Because of spiritual wickedness.
Amen.
His own brothers. Then they deceived their own dad. And for years they lied and lied and lied and lied and lied. Why? Spiritual wickedness. There are no limits. There are no rules. There is nobody that this wickedness will not use to destroy the brethren.
Amen.
Nobody. Nobody he will not use. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many," notice now, listen, it says try the spirits, then it says many false prophets. 1 John 4:1. It says many false, wait a minute, I thought it was talking about spirits, now it says false prophets. A false prophet is a person. Exactly. The spirits use people. Dice la palabra de Dios en 1 Juan 4:1. Amados, no creáis a todo espíritu, sino probad los espíritus si son de Dios. ¿Por qué? Porque muchos falsos profetas han salido por el mundo. Los espíritus inmundos usan a la persona, la gente, para lograr el engaño. Look at Acts chapter 20. Miren conmigo, Hechos 20. Hechos 20, 29. El apóstol Pablo aquí hablando otra vez a los ancianos de la iglesia. No eran nuevos convertidos, eran los ancianos. Apostle Paul here is speaking here in Acts chapter 20 to the elders at Ephesus, as I was talking to you in Sunday school this morning, but I want you to see this. Acts 20, verse 29. Hablando el apóstol Pablo, dice, he says here, I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Well, that's understandable. Grievous wolves, los lobos rapaces, entran de afuera. They come from outside. They come from outside the flock, into the flock, to destroy the flock. But notice the next verse. Notice the next verse. Also, of your own selves. He's talking to the elders. He's talking to the leaders. Él está hablando a los ancianos, los obispos, los encargados ahí de la iglesia. Dice, de vosotros mismos se levantarán hombres que hablen cosas perversas para llevar discípulos tras sí. It says, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse, evil things, to draw away disciples after them. How is that possible? Listen to me. That happened. Because remember, ¿se acuerdan en la escuela dominical? En Apocalipsis 2. Remember over there we read in Revelation 2? The church of Ephesus? And can I tell you something? You can't find a Christian in Ephesus today. You can't find a Christian in Ephesus today. Why? Spiritual wickedness. How is it that an elder of the church begins to speak perverse things to try to draw people away from God. ¿Cómo es posible eso? Que un pastor un día empieza a hablar cosas perversas contra de la palabra de Dios, empieza a robar discípulos para él. Spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. There are no limits. No hay límites. There are no rules. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Why? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. Porque el Espíritu Santo dice claramente que en los postreros tiempos algunos apostatarán de la fe escuchando a espíritus engañadores y a doctrinas de demonios. When it says they're going to depart from the faith, that means they were just like you one day, sitting in the church with their Bible open. Amen, preacher. That's right, preacher. Amen, preacher. That's right. Preach Jesus. Amen, preacher. And then along comes a seducing spirit and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? Many
Amen.
Shall depart.
Yes,
sir. Muchos se alejarán. Se apostatarán. Es una palabra bíblica. Solamente significa que pondrán a un lado las cosas de Dios. Porque van a escuchar a los espíritus engañadores. They're just going to throw the Bible to one side. They're going to get the church out the window. Forget Jesus. Forget the cross. Forget the empty tomb. Forget the power. Forget the blood. Forget the Holy Spirit. Forget the Bible. There's a seducing spirit that is telling me that I'm okay, that I need to go this way. And many, many shall depart. You need to listen to me.
Amen.
Many shall depart. Muchos se irán. Un espíritu engañador. Usando doctrinas, usando palabras, usando a personas. It always mixes with people. Look in Luke chapter 11. Spiritual wickedness, malicia espiritual. Siempre se mezcla con la gente. Siempre usa a la gente para lograr su propósito. Lucas 11, Luke chapter 11, verse 24. When the unclean spirit, unclean, not the Holy Spirit, the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. He walketh through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house, whence I came out. His house is the man. Dice 24, Lucas 11, el espíritu inmundo sale de donde? Del hombre. Anda por lugares secos, buscando reposo y no hallándolo, dice, regresaré a mi casa. I will go back to my house. Where? Back to the man. The evil, unclean, wicked spirits abide in man. They're not going to talk to you through a sparrow. They're not going to talk to you through your dog. They're not going to talk to you through your kitty cat. But they are going to talk to you through your husband, your wife, your children, your uncles, your cousins, your neighbors, your schoolmates, your workmates. They're going to talk to you through them. Because that's their home in man. He says, I can't find anywhere. I'm going to go back to my house. Where is that? I'm going to go back to the man. In verse 25, in 25, he said, when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Huh. Why did he go out in the first place? ¿Por qué salió al comienzo? We don't know. But what I think is that, according to the Bible, según lo que dice la palabra de Dios, estos espíritus vienen y van, como le dije, como el viento. These spirits come and go like the wind. Remember I told you that. Now, as Christians, we can't be possessed by these spirits. No podemos ser poseídos por estos espíritus como creyentes. Pero sí podemos ser muy, muy afectados, influenciados. We can be very influenced and affected by these spirits. Look what it says. He come back, he findeth it swept and garnished in 26. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits. Notice this. More wicked. Espíritus, siete espíritus peores que él. They enter in and dwell there. Where? Where, church? In the man. Seven more wicked spirits. So there's more wicked spirits. Like I said, we're talking about rulers. But rulers always have armies, servants, workers. The queen ant always has worker ants. The queen bee always has honeybees. These spirits, he said, I'm going to go find me some help. I'm going to find me seven spirits more wicked than me, and I'm going to take back my house. Now, could it be that this man got saved? ¿Es posible que este hombre fue salvo? Now look, mira en el 24, el espíritu del mundo salió del hombre. Hermanos, cuando somos salvos, todo lo viejo ha pasado. When we get saved, old things are passed away. But and look, and he came back to the house and he found it swept clean. Dios nos limpia de todo pecado, hermanos. God cleanses our hearts from all unrighteousness. Amen. Swept, garnished, decorated with the Holy Spirit. Barrida y arreglada. So he goes for help. Whoa, I can't get back in here. He's cleaned house. Yo no puedo entrar aquí. Él ha limpiado la casa. Necesito ayuda. Y va por otros espíritus más malvados que él. He goes for reinforcement. I can't get in here. He's cleaned house. I'm going to go get me some help. Find me seven more spirits more evil than me. The condition of that man later is worse than it was at the beginning. La condición de este hombre es peor de lo que era al comienzo. Su estado de aquel hombre viene a ser peor que el primero. I don't know. If I'm getting through to you, but brethren, we wrestle. Luchamos. No hay excepción. Contra las malicias espirituales. Against spiritual wickedness. Go back to Ephesians chapter 6. Otra vez vamos a Efesios 6. Para concluir esta tarde, esta mañana. Ephesians chapter 6 to conclude today. It's made up of principalities. These aren't rookies. Estas malicias se componen de los principados y potestades. No son nuevos. Saben lo que están haciendo. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this for a long time. They're rulers. Son potestades. Gobernadores. They're merciless and very powerful. When they get you down, let me tell you a verse in James chapter 1. It says, lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. What do I mean by that? Sin does not stop until you're dead. It doesn't stop just because you are hurting. It doesn't stop just because you are sad. It doesn't stop just because you're crying. It's merciless. It has no mercy. And it's very superior to all of us. And always mixes with people to get its job done. Folks, listen to me. It must be fought in the power of God. Verse 10. Por lo demás, hermanos míos, fortaleceos en ¿quién? En el Señor. En el poder de su fortaleza. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, the power of His might. I hope that I've made it clear to you today that we are dead meat without the power of God. We are done without the power of God. No tenemos chance. No vamos a poder vencer a estas malicias. Nunca sin el poder de Dios. We are inferior in so many ways. Therefore, it loves, it preys on us. Why? Because we're inferior. Somos inferiores. Somos menos fuertes. Entonces, claro que va a venir y nos va a atacar a nosotros. It's not going to go after something stronger. It's going to go after us, the inferior. Lo inferior, lo más pequeño, lo más débil. If you're not saved this morning, forget it. You're done. If you're not saved this morning, you better get saved.
Amen.
You better get saved.
Amen.
I've read enough scripture to you, and the Spirit of God has pierced your heart and told you that you these evil spirits are playing games with you and your life and your family, and you better get saved.
Amen.
Or you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. If you are saved today, you better wake up and realize that this warfare is not what you think it is. This is not an enemy that you can see. This is not an enemy that you can hit with your fist or you can shoot with your gun. This is not an enemy that you can fight in your own strength.
Amen.
Without Christ, you have no chance. 2 Timothy 2:26 says, they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. They're taken captive by him at his will. The devil and his spirits can take the lost man captive whenever he wants to. At his will. In and out. In, just like the wind. Están cautivos, dice la palabra de Dios, los que no tienen a Cristo en el corazón, los que no son salvos, no tienen chance, hermanos. Dicen que no pueden escapar del lazo del diablo y están cautivos a voluntad de él, a voluntad de Satanás. Without Christ as Savior, you have no chance.
Amen.
If you are saved today, you have got to take action. By the grace of God, as God leads, tonight I'm going to talk about how. It's in the Bible. How to fight this wickedness. But it better start right here and right now with your heart saying, God, no more me.
Amen.
No more me. You. You and only you, God. You're my only strength. You're my only help. You're my only hope. I desperately need you, God. No matter what happens, I need your power.
Amen.
We all do.
Amen.
Tonight, esta noche no hay servicios a las cinco. There's no Spanish services tonight at 5. We're going to all be back here at 7. And we're going to hear about how to fight this wickedness. But my brethren, finally, listen to me. We wrestle. You don't get to check out and sit on the sidelines.
Amen.
They don't care if you want to check out and sit on the sidelines. The wickedness does not care if you want to. I need a break. I'm tired. I'm going to rest. Halftime? No, there's no such thing as halftime. We wrestle, brethren. This enemy is nothing you've ever seen. It's not human. It's not human. It's spiritual. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father in heaven, I pray for myself, for my family, for this church, for a Holy Spirit gripping power on all of our hearts. God, we are hopeless without you. We cannot win. You are our only strength. You are our only power. This is an enemy, God, we can't even see. It's far superior to all of us. God, wake up your people today. Revive our hearts, God. Get us back to where we stop trying to fight our way. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking around, please. Les quiero invitar a que cierren sus ojos, por favor. Rostros inclinados. I want to ask you a question. Say, preacher, I know I'm saved. No doubt in my mind. I know this is a real spiritual warfare, real spiritual wickedness, but I know that Christ is in me. I know I'm saved. If I died right now, I'm going straight to heaven. Would you raise your hand as a testimony? I know, yo sé que soy salvo. Por favor, levante la mano como testimonio de su salvación. I know I'm saved, no doubt about it. You can put it down, thank you. Maybe this morning you couldn't raise your hand. Friend, listen to me. These people don't play games. This wickedness does not play games. Therefore, I'm not going to preach this to you on a flower bed of roses. They're not playing games with you. They're lying to you. the wiles of the devil, lying to you, telling you you're okay because you go to church, because you pray once in a while. My friend, God, Holy Spirit, has pierced your heart and you know you're lost. They're not playing games with you, but the Holy Spirit is greater. And He's telling you, get saved today. No one's looking around. Nadie mirando. Todos los ojos cerrados. Is there anyone here today that would say, preacher, I don't know. Yo no sé si soy salvo. Yo en verdad no estoy seguro. Yo no sé que si muriera hoy mismo, no sé si iría al cielo. I don't know. Please pray for me. Por favor, ore por mi pastor. Nobody's looking around. Would you raise your hand quietly and just put it right back down? Preacher, I don't know if I'm really saved. The Lord has spoken to my heart. ¿Hay alguien aquí como que diría, señor, pastor, ore por mí? No estoy seguro. ¿Verdad? 100% no estoy seguro que si soy salvo. Ore por mí. Levante la mano, por favor, ahí nomás. Y la puede bajar otra vez. Christians, those of you who said you're saved, brethren, we wrestle. God spoke to your heart. You need to do business with God. Si Dios le habló al corazón, responde. As the music begins to play, let's all stand together. Vamos a ponernos de pie, por favor, esta mañana. Le invitamos a que si Dios le tocó el corazón, the altars are open.